historical figures and places could end up lending their names to new streets in Bondhead. Based on a report from senior planner Ray Kelso, Bradford's Committee of the Whole recommended council approve a list of street names requested by Lindvest, Bradford, Limited, a part of plans for a new subdivision in Bondhead, during a meeting May 21. According to documents included with the report, the Bondhead South development is proposed to be located mostly on 51.93 hectares southeast of the existing properties, which extend from the southeast corner of the intersection with County Road 27 and County Road 88, but some is also proposed to be built on 9.58 hectares on the west side of 27, south of the existing residential properties. In total, it is proposed to include 375 detached houses, 56 semi-detached houses, 171 townhouses, 102 apartments and 19 mixed-use units, with space also being set aside for parkland and a future school. Alessandro Coletta of Lindvest submitted the list with 10 names for roads in the northern half of the eastern portion of development, in which Lindvest has an interest, with the names referencing a creek, an indigenous leader, settlers, business owners and other historic figures, as well as two names auctioned off as part of a charity fundraiser. "I'm really happy with the way that this report came together," Ward 5 Count Peter Farragini said. "All of the names that were chosen here, I have absolutely no issues with, and I'm ready to support them all." Mayor James LeDuc agreed, but suggested the possibility of renaming the north-south portion of the existing Mullock Drive because it is proposed to align with the new Millard Street, which would cause the name to change partway along the street. "I love the street names, don't get me wrong," he said. "But I love the continuation of a street name. I hate changing them when we don't have to." The mayor acknowledged changing the name would impact the residents of the four homes on that portion of Mullock, but pointed out that council is dealing with similar issues with continuity of street names following realignments as part of the Southwest Arterial Road, SWAR. The list of names and justifications includes: Millard Street, Street B. Thomas Millard was a first settler of Bondhead from 1845 to 1880. During his time in Bondhead, Millard worked as a farmer and stagecoach operator. Foster Street, Street C. The first mill, erected 10 years prior to the first blacksmith shop, was established by Asher Miller Foster in 1828 on the southeast corner of Lot 22, Concession 7 in the township of Tecumseh. Froats Drive, Street D. Harry Thomas Froats was born in 1917 and proudly served in the Stormont, Dundas and Glengarry Highlanders Infantry Regiment during the Second World War. Though he died in 1996, he is remembered for his military service on the beaches of Normandy and for the love he showed for his family. Selected from the charity auction. Burns Lane, Street E. Built in the 1840s on the south side of what is now County Road 88 and County Road 27, the Burns Hotel was also known as the Simcoe House, Henry Manning Hotel, and the Dominion House. Snaper Avenue, Street F. Barry Snaper, father of Mark and Ben, purchased 121 Bridge Street with the hopes of turning the 80-year-old grain factory into a successful commercial building. Since his purchase, he has helped numerous tenants grow successful businesses, including Delph's Martial Arts, who has been a staple of the Bradford community for more than 30 years. Selected from the charity auction. Farmstead Avenue, Street G. Farmsteads were dwellings used in the mid-late 19th century for residents of the Bondhead region, which has been registered an archaeological site in the Bondhead area. The early settlement date of the village, particularly in the commercial core, has likely limited our archaeological understanding of the pre-contact occupation of the lands to date, with the archaeological potential of the area remaining to be tested. Landerkin Lane, Street H. Farmhouse and orchard approximately 410 meters east of study area. Assessed area illustrated on 1871 historic map of Simcoe County. McCracken Way, Street I. Richard McCracken established the first blacksmith shop at Bondhead in 1838 on the north side of Highway 88, which was followed by various others over time along the east side of County Road 27. Great Sale Road, Street, J. Great Sale was an Indigenous leader who met with the Lieutenant Governor of Upper Canada, John Graves Simcoe. Suggestion made from the town of Bradford, West Gwillimbury. Penville Creek Drive, Street, K. This name recognizes natural features related to the community of Bondhead, specifically the Penville Creek. Suggestion made from the town. According to the report, the town originally received the application for the development's draft plan of subdivision in 2010, and it was approved by council in 2012, but was later appealed to the Ontario Land Tribunal, then the Ontario Municipal Board. The last appeal was resolved in 2019, and in 2020 the town received an application to rezone the lands, which was approved. Then in 2023, the developer requested and council approved a 3-year extension of draft approvals, meaning the developer has until October 29, 2026 to register a final plan. Kelso notes that Lindvest and the co-owner of the lands, DG Group, are currently working to complete detailed engineering design. In the meantime, they require council's approval of the new street names as one of the conditions of draft approval. Recommendations from Committee of the Whole are considered for approval at the next regular council meeting.